Blog Talk Radio.
And praise the Lord, everybody. This is Apostle Dr. Deborah Deans with the End Time Men and Women of War Global Ministries, along with the Life Support Outreach Church and our Prayer Room Ministries. I'm so delighted this evening to be back on our radio broadcast for the study of God's Word on today. We just want to give God all praise and glory, who is my life. I just want to give him honor and reverence, God, who is my life. And to Apostle Deans in his absence, and to each one of you, my brothers and sisters in Christ, I just thank and praise God for an opportunity to be back on our radio broadcast for our praise prayer, for our study of God's Word. We're going to have a short devotion. We're going to have a scripture, a song, and a prayer, and then we're going to start reading. So our scripture reading will be coming from Psalms 111. Psalms 111. Praise ye the Lord. I will praise the Lord with my whole heart in the assembly of the upright and in the congregation. The works of the Lord are great, sought out of all them that have pleasure therein. His work is honorable and glorious. His righteousness endureth forever. He hath made his wonderful work to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and full of compassion. He hath given meat unto them that fear him. He will ever be mindful of his covenant. He hath shown his people the power of his work, that he may give them the heritage of the heathen. The work of his hands are of veracity and judgment. All his commandments are sure. They stand fast forever and ever and are done in truth and uprightness. He sent redemption unto his people and have commanded his covenant forever. Holy and reverent is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all they that do his commandments. His praise endureth forever. I have just read you from Psalms 111. From the first verse to the 10th verse, may God richly add a blessing to the doers of his most holy word. We're going to get ready for our song.
It has to go through the shaking, the beating, and the trembling. And just like the hour, all things, the beating, the beating, and the trembling. You went through all of that for your order to come. Now your prayer is coming. It's been enough for the shaking. I never would have been ready for the making, no. If it had not been for the beating, I would have never known how anointed I
Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come humbly before your throne of grace tonight, asking you to forgive us for every known and unknown sin, God, that we've committed against you in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, we come confessing and repenting and asking for forgiveness and cleansing through the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on tonight. God, we just come tonight right now, God. First of all, we come binding up the strong man right now. We bind the strong man, God, every demon on assignment. In the mighty name of Jesus, every witch, every wizard, every warlord, every psychic, every demon that's on assignment, your assignment is canceled right now. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just cancel you now. We send you back to the pits of hell. We bind you up. We cast you out. We command you to go in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we come tonight, God. I ask you tonight to let me decrease, that the Holy Ghost may increase and teach us tonight, God. Minister to us on tonight in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm asking you on tonight, God, to touch each one of us, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, everyone that's under the sound of my voice, everyone, God, that will listen to this video, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, this broadcast, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to cover them now, God, touch our minds and our hearts tonight, that we may receive your word, God, just like it is, in the name of Jesus. And I'm asking you right now, God, to use me, God, in the name of Jesus. teach your people tonight. Use this vessel tonight, Lord. And in the name of Jesus, let your anointing fall on us tonight. Let your power fall, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Let your spirit fall, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Teach us tonight, God. We need to know every one of your precepts, every one of your precepts, God, every one of your statutes, God, in the name of Jesus. Teach us tonight, God. Father, we just pray and ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be on tonight. Amen. God bless you. We're going to get ready to start reading in a prophet this morning. If you need me to help you, you just let me know. I'll be starting in Numbers 25. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Balaam. Let me see. Balaam Peor. And the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. And the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that were joined with Baal-peor. And behold, one of the children of Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of all the congregation of the children of Israel who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle and the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand, and he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrust both of them through the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, have turned my wrath away from the children of Israel, while he was zealous for my sake among them, that I consume not the children of Israel in my jealousy. Wherefore say, behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace, and he shall have it, and his seed to him, even a covenant of an everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made an atonement for the children of Israel. Now the name of the Israelites that were slain, even that was slain with the Midianitish woman, was Zamara, the son of Salu, a prince of the chief house among the Simeonites. And the name of the Midianitish woman that was slain was Cozabai, the daughter of Zer. He was head over a people and of a chief house of the Midian. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, vex the Midianites and smite them, for they vex you with their wiles, wherewith they have beguiled you in the matter of Peor and in the matter of Korbiah, the daughter of a prince of Midian, their sister, which was slain in the day of the plague of the Peoria State. You need me to help you?
No, ma'am.
Okay.
Chapter 23. And it came to pass after the plague that the Lord spake unto Moses and to Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saying, take the sum of all the congregation of the children of Israel from 20 years old and upward throughout their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. And Moses and Eleazar, the priest, spake with them in the plain of Moab by Jordan near Jericho, saying, take the sum of the people from 20 years old and upward, as the Lord commanded, which went forth out of the land of Egypt. Reuben, the eldest son of Israel, the children of Reuben, Hanok, of whom cometh the family of the Hanokites, of Palu, the family of the Paluites, and of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, of Carmon, the family of the Carmites. These are the family of the Reubenites, and they that were numbered of them were 43,730. And the one of Palu, Eliab, and the sons of Eliab, Nemuel, and Dathan, and Abiram. This is that Dathan and Abiram, which were famous in the congregation, who strove against Moses and against Aaron in the company of Korah, when they strove against the Lord. And the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up together. And Korah, when that company died, that time the fire devoured 250 men, and they became a sign. Notwithstanding, the children of Korah died not, the sons of Simeon after their family, and Nemuel, the family of the Nemuelites, of Jemin, the family of Jeminites, of Jashan, the family of Jashanites, of Zerah, the family of the Zeranites, and Shaul, the family of Shaulites. These are the families of the Shemanites, Simeonites, 20,200. The children of Gad, after their families, of Zephon, the family of the Zephonites, of Haggai, the family of the Haggites, and Shunah, the family of the Shunites, of Adna, and the family of the Adnites, of Eri, the family of the Eranites, of Arab, the family of the Aradites, of Areli, the family of Arelites. These are the families of the children of Gad, according to those that were numbered of them, 40,500. The sons of Judah were Er and Onan, and Er and Onan died in the land of Canaan. And the sons of Judah, after their families, were Shelah, the family of the Shelanites, of Phares, the family of the Pharisites, of Zerah, the family of the Zerahites, and the son of Phares were of Hezron, the family of the Hezronites, and Hamul, the family of the Hamulites. These are the families of the Judah, according to those that were numbered of them, 316,500 of the son of Issachar, after their families, of Tula, the family of Tulaites, of Pua, the family of the Punites, of Jashub, the family of Jashubites, of Shimron, the family of the Shimronites. These are families of Issachar, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,300 of the sons of Zebulun. After their families, the family of the Seredites, Elon, the family of the Elonites, Jaleel, the family of the Jaleelites. These are the families of the Zebulunites, according to those that were numbered of them, 64,500. The sons of Joseph, after their families, were Manasseh and Ephraim. Of the sons of Manasseh, of Maker, the family of Makerites, and Maker begat Gilead, of the Gilead, or Gilead, come the family of the Gileadites. These are the sons of Gilead, of Jezer, the family of Jezerites, Helek, the family of the Helekites, and Azrael, the family of the Azraelites, and the Shechem, the family of the Shechemites, and the Shemida, the family of Shemidites, and of Hefer, the family of the Heferites, and Zelophehad, and the family of the son of Hefer had no sons but daughters. And the names of the daughters of Zelophehad were Mala, and Noah, and Hogla, Milka, and Tirzah. These are the family of Manasseh, and those that were numbered of them, 52,700. These are the sons of Ephraim, after their families, of Shuthelo, the family of the Shuthaluhite, of Becker, the family of Bechrite, of Tayan, the family of the Tayanites, and these are the sons of Shuthela, of Aaron, the family of the Aaronites. These are the families of the sons of Ephraim, according to those that were according to those that were numbered of them, 32,500. These are the sons of Joseph after their families. The sons of Benjamin after their families of Bela, the family of the Belaites, of Asriel, the family of the Asrielites, of Aram, the family of Aramites, of Shupam, the family of the Shupamites, of Hupam, the family of the Hupamites, and the sons of Bela were Ard and Naaman, of Ard, the family of the Ardites, of Naaman, the family of the Naamites. These are the sons of Benjamin after their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,600. These are the sons of Dan after their families, of Shuham, the family of Shuhamites. These are the families of Dan after their families. All the families of Shuhamites, according to those that were numbered of them, were 84,400. Of the children of Asher after their families, Jimna, the family of Jimnites, of Jesua, the family of Jesuite, of Bera, the family of Berites, of the sons of Bera, of Heber, the family of the Heberites, of Maltiel, the family of the Maltielites. And the name of the daughter of Asher was Sarah. These are the families of the sons of Asher according to those that were numbered of them, who were 53,400. Of the sons of Nephtali, after their families, of Jaziel, the family of Jazeelites, of Guni, the family of Gunites, of Jezer, the family of Jezerites, of Shillem, family of Shillemites. These are the families of Naphtali according to their families, and they that were numbered of them were 45,500. These were the numbers of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730. And the Lord spake unto Moses, saying, unto these the land shall be divided for the inheritance according to the number of names. To many thou shalt give the more inheritance, and to few thou shalt give the less inheritance. To every one shall his inheritance be given according to those that were numbered of him. Notwithstanding, the land shall be divided by lot. According to the names of the tribes of their fathers, they shall inherit. According to the lot shall the possession thereof be divided between many and few. And these are they that were numbered of the Levites after their families, and Gershon, the family of the Gershonites, of Kohath, the family of the Kohanites, of Merari, the family of the Merarites. These are the families of the Levites, or the Levites, the family of the Libnites, the family of the Hebronites, the family of the Maalites, the family of the Mushites, the family of the Korosites, and Kohath begat Amram. And the name of Amram's wife was Jochebed, the daughter of Levi, whom her mother bare to Levi in Egypt. And she bare unto Amram Aaron and Moses and Miriam, their sister. And unto Aaron was born Nadab and Abihu, Eleazar, and Ithamar. And Nadab and Abihu died when they offered strange fire before the Lord. And those that were numbered of them were 23,000, all male from a month old and upward, for they were not numbered among the children of Israel, because there was no inheritance given them among the children of Israel. These are they that were numbered by Moses and Eleazar, the priest, who numbered the children of the Israel in the plains of Moab by Jordan near Jericho. But among these there was not a man of them whom Moses and Aaron the priests numbered, when they numbered the children of Israel in the wilderness of Sinai. For the Lord has said of them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Amen.
That was a long one right there. The glory be to God. Hallelujah. That was good. Thank you, Prophetess Martin. Okay, the first question. What harlotry did Israel commit in Moab? What harlotry? And in 25, let me try to get it for you. And Israel abode in Shittim, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. So what they did was they married the Moab women and fell to worship in Baal. They worshiped their gods, and it says in verse 2, it says, and they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods, and the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal, Bela-Pora, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. So that's what happened. Second, number two, what did God tell Moses to instruct the Israelites to do? I don't really know the answer to that. He wanted them to kill all those under them who had committed harlotry, who had committed whoredom. He had told Moses to cut their heads off of something like that and hang it before the Lord or something like that. Let me see. I think it's number four, and the Lord said unto Moses, take all the heads of the people and hang them up before the Lord against the sun, that the fierce anger of the Lord may be turned away from Israel. And Moses said unto the judges of Israel, slay ye every one his men that was joined unto their Bela-Pora. So that's what he told them to do. Number three, who was zealous for God against the sinful Israelites? It was Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, because they came up with that, what the lady named, what their tribe named, Midianites or something, what happened? And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw, okay, let me go back. This is in verse 6. And behold, one of the children of the Israel came and brought unto his brethren a Midianitish woman in the sight of Moses and in the sight of the congregation and the children of Israel, who were weeping before the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And when Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, the son of Aaron, the priest, saw it, he rose up from among the congregation and took a javelin in his hand. And he went after the man of Israel into the tent and thrusted both of them through, the man of Israel and the woman through her belly. So the plague was stayed from the children of Israel. So what he did was he killed both of them. So whatever plague God was going to release didn't make it to the children of Israel, for sure. It was Phinehas, the son of Eleazar, Aaron's grandson, that did it. How many people died because of God's anger? Man. And those that died in the plague were 24,000. It was 24,000 died in that plague. What did Phinehas receive from God for his zealous? I know he said he was going to give him peace. Verse 12 and 13. I know he said he was going to give him peace.
Yeah. Behold, I give unto him my covenant of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And he shall have it, and his seed after him, even the covenant of the everlasting priesthood, because he was zealous for his God and made the atonement for the children of Israel.
Mm-hmm. Yep, because as soon as he started, he made that atonement. He made that sacrifice to kill both of them. Mm-hmm. Chapter 26. What did God tell Moses and Eleazar to do at this time? What did God tell Moses and Eleazar to do? It's in verse 2. Mm-hmm. It says, take the sum of all congregation of the children of from 20 years old and upward throughout the land, throughout the their father's house, all that are able to go to war in Israel. So, in other words, he told them to take a census of Israel, of the Israelites who were old enough to go to war. What was the number of those able to go to war? It's in verse 51.
Verse 51.
Mm-hmm.
These were the number of the children of Israel, 600,000 and 1,730.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. That's it. That's right. How much inheritance was determined for each tribe? How much inheritance was, and that's in 54, verse 54.
Right. The people with most people, with the most people in their tribe, get more.
That's right.
Than the people with
mm-hmm.
the less people in their tribe, they get less.
Yeah. That's right. That's right. Number 4A, in the second census, how many people remained of the first census? In the second census, and that's in verse 2, verse 65. Let's see. Take the sum of the congregation of the children of Israel from well, 365 in. For the Lord has said unto them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left a man of them, save Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Is that one? Yep. It says, how many people? Okay. Who were the people? Two. That's what it says. It was just two people of all them people after they got through. the second census they took, it wasn't nobody else that came but Caleb and Joshua. That's it. Okay. Who were they? They were Caleb and Joshua. Why did they remain? Because you know why, they had been zealous for God and did not bring back and bear report on the land that had been spied out. So he spared their life, Caleb and Joshua. They went over into the promised land like they were supposed to do. Mm-hmm. But, it was good. But that's why I say, let me read 65. For the Lord had said unto them, they shall surely die in the wilderness, and there was not left a man of them except for Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, and Joshua, the son of Nun. Mm-hmm. Just them two. All them people that was over there. And God allowed all of them to die right over there because they was bowing down to those different gods. Mm-hmm. That was really good. I liked it, even though I didn't read the 65 verses, but I really enjoyed it. I tell y'all that it was good. Mm-hmm. Anybody have anything to say? You want to say? It was good to me. And I understand it. All of it was good because God don't never change. And when you don't keep his commandments like you're supposed to, and then you worshiping other things and other gods and stuff like that, God is a jealous God. He don't want us doing that. And that's why a lot of times I feel like he was saying to marry in your own race, because when you don't, you end up worshiping their God, just like most Indian people. All of them worship cows. And Chinese people worship Buddha. You know, so you have to be real careful who you marry, because you're going to end up, especially if you a woman marrying a man, they're going to want you to worship their God. They ain't going to want you to worship Jesus, the Father. The man going to want you to go with him and do what he say do. So that's why it's good to worship God and to marry somebody, because when you taking a big risk. Now, I'm not saying that all of them like that, because I know Celestine married a Jamaican man, but he was a preacher, so he was worshiping God. And her sister Niecy married an African guy. I don't know who he was worshiping, but Celeste married a Mexican man, and she was blessed because he was a preacher. So, you know, it's really, it could have been much worse, because you married outside your race. And most black people believe in the Lord, except for my brother, but most black people believe in God. He believe in God. He don't believe in Jesus, or he know that Jesus, I don't know what they say about Muslim, but he believe in God. So the thing is, when you marry outside, when you go, they start going to marrying them Moabite daughters, the daughters of Moabite, and you're not going to do that. Them gods that don't respect the living and true God, the true and living God. So he all of them died from a plague in the wilderness. Then but two come. He didn't say nothing about Moses. Y'all hear that? He said, save two, Caleb and Joshua. He didn't say Moses came. Nobody but Caleb and Joshua. So the next chapter you're going to see, Moses ain't going to be in there. He ain't going to be in the next one, because he was right there too. You know, he was right there too. So, and they didn't say nothing about Aaron. He didn't say nothing about Aaron either. So, then he said every last one of them. And so, so that was Israel. Now, from now on, it's going to be the children of Israel. Mm-hmm. It's going to be the children of Israel from Caleb and Joshua. So, yeah. Any questions? I ain't going to keep y'all long because granddaddy just came and I got to help him get in the bed. I had a bad nosebleed again. He had just came home. So I'm trying to keep myself together. Y'all be praying for me. So I don't know what this nosebleed is all about. Maybe it's just stress or something. I don't know. But y'all know I'm talking to something else. I ain't even talking to the telephone over there. Whew. Anyway, I love y'all. This was good. I'm really excited about this because it's really finna get good because Caleb and Joshua and them, they finna go to war for God. So it's really finna get good, especially when we go into the book of Deuteronomy. We got 5 more chapters in this. I'm going to send y'all the book of Deuteronomy next, but it's going to get really good and interesting, even more interesting than it already is. So I'm going to get ready to get out here so I can try to get him in the bed. I love you all. I'm going to let me pray. Father, just keep them covered, Lord, in your precious name. Cover them in the shed blood and encamp your angels all around about them to protect each one of them, every member, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, protect them. Protect them, Lord. Bless them with the blessing they stand in need of, God. Thank you for opening up our minds and our understanding, opening up our hearts on tonight that we may receive, that we be receive your word in the name of Jesus. And I ask all these things in Jesus' name and for your glory. Amen, amen, amen. So let it be. God bless you all. Y'all have a good night. We have like about 13 minutes left, and I'm going to go ahead on and put him in the bed, but we'll be right back. I'll be on the live in the morning, and we'll be right back here Thursday night. God bless you all with the next 2 chapters. God bless you. Have a good night now. Love y'all.
You too. Love you.
Love you. Have a good night.
Love you too. Good night.